Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord. Stay tuned for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
God doesn't want us to be afraid of the devil, but we need to know who we are. We need to be his people, don't we? We need to move in him. But I believe God, with all my heart, God wants to bring us to a place where we know these things that the devil knows. We know who we are, and we're able to be instruments of Christ in this world. Praise God. All right? So the devil knows who we are. It's Christ in us, the hope of glory. We are born from above, sealed by his Spirit, a brand new creation. Now, that's sealed by the Spirit. See, any one of these subjects could be a subject of a message, couldn't it? But the seal of God's Spirit, what does that mean? There's something about when somebody really comes to Christ and hands their life over and he comes in and takes possession, he puts a seal. That's an illustration of saying, that's mine. That one's mine. Do you think the devil is ignorant of that? He knows. If you're his, the devil knows it. He's going to deal with you differently than he would somebody in the world, but the devil knows those that are his. You know, the devil seals people too. You see that on both sides of this war that's going on. The devil is sealing people with lies and with deception. The whole world is deceived, and Satan is the author of that deception. But I'll tell you, when God calls somebody out, there is a birth that happens. There is a brand new life that is born that the devil cannot kill. And we need to realize who we are in him. God wants us to wake up and be aware. The devil knows that. Praise God. Here's something that just hit me as I was thinking about all this. The devil is scared to death of us. And it doesn't feel like that a lot of the time, but the devil is scared because he knows it's not just us. If Christ lives in you, that's the one he's afraid of. He's afraid we'll discover who we are and start saying, Lord, just like we sang, use me. This is not a prescription for a pep rally to get out and go change the world in that sense, but this is to bring us to a place where we know who we are in Christ. And we know we can do whatever he gives us to do because it's not us doing it. It's him in us. Praise God. That's what the devil is afraid of. Praise the Lord. What about the scripture where John was talking in 1 John 4 about deceivers that had come in, but they didn't recognize that Christ was there. They were just coming in with their deception. And the comment that John makes is greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. The devil is very, very aware. When Christ resides in a heart, that's the one he is terrified of. Praise the Lord. I don't know, as I thought about this, I just felt a greater sense of confidence and rest. I have no confidence in me. Nobody here has any grounds to have confidence in yourself. But we have all the ground in the world to have confidence in him. Praise the Lord. And it's not just that he's greater as he that's in us. What about what Paul says in Ephesians 2 about how we who were under the dominion of Satan, I don't care if you were born in the church and grew up here, until Christ comes in and takes the throne of your heart, you're living under his power. But when Christ comes in, he takes over. He lifts us up out of the graveyard of sin, gives us a life that the devil cannot kill. But we don't stop there. He raises us up to seat us with him in heavenly places in Christ. There's a place of authority that we have. The devil loves to make us feel like we're down in the mire, down in the depths, and oh God, way up there someplace. Is that the picture that's painted? We're up here with Christ. When it comes to the devil, we're looking down. We're looking down. I want to see it that way. I want this to become so real to me, because I'm just like you. I have those times too. We all do when we feel that way. But God wants us to understand these are things the devil is well aware of. He has no illusion about who we are and what our destiny is. Praise God. And he knows our power to overcome, doesn't he? Praise the Lord. What about, of course, Revelation 12, the scripture we quote so often. See, that's the picture of how Christ came into the world. He tried his best to destroy Christ, but he lost, and there was a great war that took place in heaven, and he was cast down. Jesus said before he went to the cross that that's what was going to happen. The devil's going to be cast down, cast out. And what happened as a result of that? A message began to be proclaimed. The victory has been won. And those who overcame the devil didn't do it because they got excited and geared up. They did it because the blood was shed. The only ground the devil has over me is my sins that would separate me from God. But God took care of that at the cross. Why do you think the devil is so scared of the cross? He knows that the only power he has over us is to cause us to feel the guilt and the weight of our sins, but they were all placed upon a Savior. Praise God. And he didn't just bear them. He took them into the grave and left them there. Praise the Lord. And I'll tell you, it didn't stop with just the fact of the blood, but the fact that they had this testimony. Praise God. I'm standing on what God says. I'm going to be like Jesus. When the devil comes and tells me all about all the stuff that's wrong with me, I'm going to tell him what's wrong with him. I'm going to stand there and confess what God has done for me. I'm going to lift up my eyes and get them off of what I think I am and all that I'm not, and place them where they need to be, on Jesus and what he has accomplished. I'm going to confess that and stand on it. Praise the Lord. You know, those of you who were there Saturday night heard Brother Ezra talk about standing your ground. I wish I'd thought about this at the time, but you read the passage in Ephesians 12, or Ephesians 6, I mean, about the armor, yeah, and how we fight and resist. We had a message on that recently. But one of the things that Paul mentions, one of the expressions that he mentions in the translation I use most of the time, is stand your ground, that you might be able to stand your ground. The very phrase that Ezra used over and over again. God wants us to realize that he has given us ground. We didn't earn it. Jesus, because of what Jesus did, we have a place to stand that belongs to us. It's ours. We have a right to stand upon that. Now, you know, the illustration he used had to do with Israelites, and God had given them a physical land to possess. And they had every right to say, this is mine. You can't come in here and take it from me. But I wonder how many of us really understand that when we're under assault by the devil. We're not trying to take ground as though I just haven't got it yet. God wants us to realize he has given us ground, and we stand on that ground. We claim that it is ours, and it becomes ours in practice. I don't want to fight from futility of trying to be something I'm not. I want to become what I am. Think about that. Are we trying to become something we're not, or are we growing up to become something that we are because we were born from above? His life is in us. The blood was shed. The cross happened. The empty tomb happened. We have a life that cannot be killed. Praise God. It's the finished work of Christ. We have every right to stand upon that. Not because we think we deserve it or we always live up. We come back to that every time and say, this is the reason, devil, I have a right to stand against you. Do you think the devil is ignorant of this? The devil believes it better than we do most of the time. He is well aware of what Christ did for us. He knows that he has no defense except trying to assault us in some fashion through lies, through our weaknesses, to get our mind, our eyes off of where they need to be. If he can do that, he can make us ineffective. But I want to rise up from that and realize that what Jesus did for me at the cross is mine, and I have every right to stand on it and claim it. And I'm often in need of it, just like you are. But I've got, that's the place that I need to run to every single time. Praise God. Praise God. So stand our ground. The devil knows our destiny. He knows all of the promises that we so often quote. I didn't even write down too many of them, but the ones that we quote all the time, Philippians 1:6. Praise God about how the work that he has begun, what about it? He's going to complete it. How long? Till the day of Jesus Christ. There's a day coming. God's not going to quit. God help us not to. Not to throw up our hands as though we're defeated and we just can't make it. He is the basis upon which I stand. The devil is well aware of that promise. He has no illusions about it being true or not. He absolutely understands that there is a life in us, like I say, he cannot kill. What about Romans 8, the passage we read so often? Even the stuff that the Lord allows him to do, God turns it into good. It must be frustrating. Now, I'm not a bit sorry for him. I don't sympathize at all. But how frustrating is it that when the devil is allowed to do something that somehow is that human beings regard as negative, he persecutes or he oppresses or whatever, and God says all things work together for good to those who love him, to those who are the called according to his purpose, and the devil can't stop that. And he goes all the way to the point, all the way to the fact that we've been glorified in God's mind and God's purpose. We've already been glorified. Do you think the devil doesn't know that scripture? Do you think he thinks it's, well, that's not true? The devil knows. And what about nothing can separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus? Praise God! Every one of these things is something that the devil knows and understands. What about Paul's confession? I know whom I have believed, that he is able to keep that which I have committed to him against that day. See, God had planted the confidence about his own destiny in Paul's heart. And he knew it didn't rest with him. He knew it rested on the faithfulness of God. He said, I handed every issue of my life, I handed it over to him. I've committed all the sins, the terrible sins that I committed when I was young in unbelief. I gave it all to him, and I know he's faithful. And I know he's going to keep it all the way to the end. Praise God. I just want to come back to that thought in all of this. The devil knows every one of these things. And the Lord wants us to know them in a deeper way than we have. May he help us. May he help me. I know he is. I don't think this is going to take a lot longer, but anyway, I mean, like I say, there's so many places, so many scriptures you could throw into this, but just think of any of the ones that have been meaningful to you. And I want you to understand the devil knows about it. He is well aware. What he doesn't want is for us to get it. He wants us to use the EBM version of the Bible. It's not the King James, the NIV, or all the EBM. That's everybody but me. Where we can sit there and say, yeah, that's a great truth, but as for me, doesn't quite apply to me. Oh, God wants us to take his word. What did Jesus die for? Just so that we could live in as paupers? He wants us to live with a sense of confidence. Now, that's not talking about human bravado and cockiness and thinking we're something and we can just go out and, you know, push spiritual buttons and accomplish things. No, But when he tells us something to do, we can do it. Because we are his. He wants us to grow up in him and be who we truly are. The devil is scared to death that that's going to happen in God's people. Praise the Lord. Well, there's something else the devil knows, right? He knows his time is short. Now, it's interesting that that was originally written in the first century. But if you just follow the Bible chronology, there was a good 4,000 years before that. And Satan knew when Jesus ascended to that throne and began to declare his message, he said, whoa, time's running out. I don't think he knew. He also knew that he had been frustrated and has been for most of this time since the gospel began to be proclaimed. He's been frustrated in his efforts to unite the world under his leadership. Now, he's able to do a lot of stuff, but in terms of gathering the nations completely under his rule and literally driving out the influence of Christ from the earth, he hasn't been able to do that. He has been bound and limited in what he was able to do. And, of course, we know that the end of the age is that period of time described as a little season when that release happens. And we've talked about it many times. It's happening right before us. We see every day the effort of Satan, the successful effort in so many cases of the devil to plant his ideas. Our whole generation is glued to their phones, getting information. What kind of information is it? Boy, the devil has unprecedented powers and avenues for getting information into people's heads. He can promote his culture, his ideas, his lies in every possible form if we're not discerning and awake. And God help us to realize what's going on. The devil knows he has a short time. He's come down in great wrath. And the people of the world have no idea what's going on. Thank God his people do. That God has a people. You know, I made this point in a couple of settings recently. I believe with all my heart it's easy for us to focus on, oh, things are so bad, so dark. Circle the wagons, folks. I believe with all my heart this is the time that God is going to have the greatest ingathering of his people. There is a harvest that's happening in many places in the world right now. And I don't want to put God in my box and say it's got to happen this way or that way. I want to say God knows how to reach his. God is going to reach everyone. And yes, there is a terrible harvest of evil that's happening in the world, but there's a harvest of good too, and God is calling his people. I tell you, we're going to have an unnumbered company, innumerable company from every tribe and every nation before it's over. God is faithful, and I want to be part of that. I don't want to sit there and say, well, there's nothing we can do. It's all over. It ain't over till Jesus comes. And I don't know what's going to happen between now and then. I know it's going to get a lot darker, and we're going to see trials and tribulations of all kinds. But I'll tell you, God has promised to be with us to the end of the age. And he that's in us is greater. The devil cannot destroy that which God has birthed into his kingdom. And he's looking for a people that realize who we are. The devil has no right to you, has no right to me. We have a right to realize we're here and he's down here trying to do whatever he can do. But he has lost the war. But right now he is doing everything he can do to deceive the lost and unify the world under his power. But he's also trying to make every effort to make believers ineffective, to blind believers to the reality on a personal level of the things we've been talking about today. He knows they're true. He's scared to death we'll find out about it and actually live it. But I tell you, you see where we're at. You see what we need. We need to wake up and look to Jesus. When you struggle against something, where do you look? I mean, I know where we're supposed to look, but I mean, where do we look? Most of the time, we're looking at the circumstance, the feelings, the sense of failure, the sense of weakness, whatever it is. God wants his people every moment of every day to lift our eyes and say, I have a source. I need to stay plugged in. I don't have to suck the juice out of the vine. It's going to flow. All I have to do is look to him and believe his promises, and his life will sustain me because what he's done in here cannot be killed. Praise God. When I feel weakness, it's a cause from the devil's attempt is attempting to put me in a place where I'm just, oh, well, I can't do anything. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. You think the devil is unaware of that? The devil believes every one of these things. He knows them to be true. God wants us to have better faith than the devil. I need to learn to believe things the devil knows to be true, but I need to learn how to believe them personally for me according to my needs and where I'm at. And I tell you, as God works that in us, we're going to be instruments of his purpose in this hour. I don't know what that is. It's not to start a program and get a committee together to come up with a five-year plan. It's to look to God and say, Lord, here we are. Use me, Jesus. And I'm just going to look to you and wait upon you and take it as it comes. I'm going to do what Jesus taught us, what he said he was going to bring us to, is the place of rest. Learn from me, he said, and you'll find rest for your souls. So I don't know, this has really covered a lot of ground in a way, but I hope it's painted a simple picture. We need to realize the devil knows a whole lot more than we may be given credit for. He is terrified that God's people will understand the truth of the gospel and walk in it and lay hold of it and be people that God can use in an hour like this. I pray that God will wake me up and all of us to realize who we are. Instead of thinking of ourselves as this poor, weak, useless, whatever, however the devil wants to characterize it. Say, devil, in myself, I'm all those things. But there's one in me who's greater than you. There's an eternal purpose being lived out and worked out. I have every right to yield myself to him and to be a part of that. Maybe he hasn't called me to go out and do great things as people imagine those things. But I can be a light right where I'm at. Christ can live in me. I can be victorious. I can grow in my faith. And yes, there's room for growth. I don't get it right all the time, but I've got a place to go. Oh, the devil is terrified of the cross and the blood that was shed there, but we can go there with joy and thankfulness, knowing that there is a ground that God has established where we can be as clean as if we had never sinned in the first place. We just have to have a heart that agrees with him and comes to him and says, Father, I need to be cleansed. Help me. Help me to grow. Help me to learn from this. You think he's going to be faithful? The devil knows it. He knows there's going to be a day when it'll be over for him. He's going to take down everybody he can take down. He is angry that his plans and all that he has imagined is going to come to an end. He knows it's true. How would you feel if you were in his place? You'd be out there doing everything you could do. Stop it. But I serve one who cannot, who's never lost a battle. And it's not just a matter of the battle. He's won the war. He has won the war. And I want to be one that walks in that. So just think about all these things the devil knows. And say, do I know them? Do I really walk in this? Do I get all this? Does it make a difference in my daily life? And I believe the Lord is going to help us in a special way going forward, don't you? I don't know what it's going to look like. God doesn't live in my box. I just want to say, Lord, teach us, show us, lead us. I want to be free to say, Lord, whatever you have, help us to be alive and awake and to be able to hear your voice and believe it when you speak. And trust you for the power to do whatever you tell us to do. That's kind of all there is to it, isn't it? Praise God. Isn't the Lord good? Praise the Lord.
This has been the Midnight Cry broadcast. If you would like a DVD or CD of today's message in its entirety, please request it by program number. While it is not required, a donation of $10 for DVDs and $5 for CDs is suggested to help with expenses. Also, for those who request it, we will send you our quarterly publication, The Midnight Cry Messenger, free and postage paid. Send your requests to Midnight Cry Ministries, Post Office Box 685, Southern Pines, North Carolina, 28388. We invite you to join us again next week at the same time, and may God richly bless you until then.